Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, people from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a great day. Today it was sunny and raining. Only in Nevada can you probably change your clothes three times a day for the different temperatures. Love Nevada, but I like the cold, so it's a little cold today. Hey, how are you guys? Welcome to the show. We have Mr. Wallace Hollyfield with us. He is going to talk to us about credit scores, explain to us why it's important, and talk to us about things that we were not taught in elementary school or in junior high or high school. And sometimes we need to learn in college. Let's welcome to the show Mr. Hollyfield. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. We're excited you're here, and we just want to say thank you because we know your time is important. Just so you guys know, I'm going to read a little biography about Mr. Hollyfield, Mr. Wallace. He makes it his mission to help fathers and other people learn how to brand themselves in their own business. In addition, he teaches the importance of your credit score. A former corporate America employee, Wallace Hollyfield has a ton of relevant experience within the financial and marketing industry, as well as a career in real estate investments. The opportunity of true entrepreneurship after being forced to leave corporate America on their terms positioned him to the true calling of helping others obtain financial freedom and teaching them the secrets of success. A loving husband and a father of two wonderful kids, Dallas and Madison, Wallace Hollyfield leverages social media to stand behind his company's brand statement. His brand statement, Hollyfield can help you. His driving force for his 50 fathers and 50 families every month agenda, teaching fathers how to build and grow their home-based business by leveraging their network to expand their net worth. All right. Wallace, thank you again for coming on Rolling with the Diva. We appreciate you, and we're excited to learn. So we're just going to start off with, I'm going to say a short prayer, and then I want you to go ahead and tell everybody about this.
All right.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
So we're just
going to
start off with...
Okay, sorry about that.
The radio, so you probably should move away from it. There you go. Still
all
there?
Right. I'm good to go now. Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. So a little bit about me, and basically my name is, like you say, Wallace Hollyfield, and I came across a great situation that pretty much changed my life. I'm from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. When I grew up, my grandmother used to tell me one thing all the time she told me a lot, but one thing that stuck with me is always pay your bills on time. And I did that. I did it to the best of my knowledge. Went to school, did a couple of things, and graduated, went back home, came back, and I'm going to tell you how I got into this position. Because people don't really know about their credit until they need it. So I give you a crazy fact. Half of Americans don't even know their credit score. And at this time, I didn't. I was looking to get another rental property of my own, and I reached out to one of my friends who was at the time a mortgage. He had his own company. So and he was going to be my realtor, and he sent me a text back with some laughing emojis. And I personally don't like to get laughed at. At least I didn't. I'm okay with it now since I've had kids, but he told me he can't do anything with me, and I'm like, I don't understand. Well, the last time I checked my credit score, it was about 740, 750, in that range. He sent me a picture, and I had a 492 credit score. I mean,
wow.
If you can only just imagine my face, I was totally bummed, and I just did not understand. Because, like most Americans, I was not checking my credit score. I was like, well, I'm paying my bills on time. I mean, but I didn't check my credit score probably about 2 years plus. So it hit me with a ton of bricks. I had to do something. I was in a position where I had to fix my credit. So that's kind of where it began. And then within the next few months, when I was able to get in 5 months, I was able to go from 492 to 742, and then an additional the next month, I went from there to 819, had a 77-point increase. So I was sold. And that's when I realized the true importance of credit, because after that, creditors, people start coming at me. I started getting increases in the card that I had. People start sending me cards. They wanted me, and I just really noticed the power, and I see how much it helped me, and I was like, you know what? This position that I'm in, I can help a lot of people. And so that's what I end up doing.
All right. That is awesome. Now, so you said your grandmother taught you about finances. Do you remember, about paying your bills on time. Do you remember in high school or anywhere learning about the importance of your credit score or balancing your bills or anything?
Not at all. I'll give you a crazy fact that I share with people. There's only 11 states that actually teach financial responsibility. That's something that we're not taught as a norm. A lot of people do not know about credit. I mean, there's 43 million people in America that have a 599 or less credit score. So after learning this information, I just felt it was my duty and my job to empower people financially. You know, to show them how to, you know, build wealth and restore their credit score through the power of financial literacy. Financial literacy is extremely important.
Yes, that's true. That's true. All right. So I can tell you guys, when I was talking to Wallace, I learned a lot about my credit score and learned how to do some things. I hadn't checked mine in a while, but I was good there and went on and checked it and made some calls to my student loan places and some other places. So it's going pretty good. I like the information I was given. I just want to tell you guys, it seems, because I looked up different places where the Americans have the highest and lowest credit scores. This was in June of 2018, where they showed that Minnesota residents could boast about having America's highest credit scores. The state's residents have an average credit score of 709, which falls into the good range scores between 670 to 739, according to Experian. Now, there are three entities that rate your credit score. Is that right, Wallace?
Yes, that's correct. There's three credit bureaus.
Can you explain to people what each of them does and how they work in unison?
Well, what I can tell you, as far as now, something a lot of people don't know, the credit bureaus are not governed by the United States. So it's not a government entity. So basically, that gives you the option to dispute what you have in your credit reports. So the biggest and first thing I like to tell people is you have to know how your credit score is calculated. So, and this is through all three credit bureaus. There's a lot of different type of scores. But from here, you need to know that there's five different ways your credit is scored. And the top is 35% is your payment history. 30% is the current loan and credit card debt that you have. So the credit cards that you have, your debt-to-income ratio pretty much. 15% is your length of credit history. So that's the loan you've had, your card or cards, gas card, credit card. It doesn't matter. 10% is types of credit. And 10% is new credit. So new credit cards are we have mortgage. Your mortgage is not on your credit. That's your largest bill. But you have a rental history. Sometimes you can get on there. Car payments. So it's just a different mix. So as far as the credit bureaus go, that's what they do. So they're going to – I mean, you get hit. Those are the things that you see on your credit on your credit report. Late payments, failure to pay. That's why the reason why a lot of people tell you to pay your bills on time, because that's the biggest hit. You can have the biggest decrease in your credit score from one missed payment. Mm.
So the lowest credit score of the numbers are, if I'm right, is 300, and it can top off all the way to 850. And when you're in the 800s, you're considered exceptional credit. So I found that
that's
to be
correct.
Very important. I found that to be very interesting. So, you know, there's places like Credit Karma and other places that will give you your credit score free. My bank Chase gives me mine free and actually has alerts when anybody is trying. I just, after talking to Wallace, I was like, let me see. Well, Chase, it was funny. It was in the same email. Chase actually sent me a thing, and I checked it out. And they also monitor anything that goes on with my – any credit that looks suspicious, and they send me reports monthly. It doesn't cost me anything. It really shouldn't, as much money as they get. I can't even write checks without having to be charged for those checks. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Let me keep on track here. But I just want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that our show was sponsored by Elations Radio, Kimmy Kim. Kimmy Kim's show can be heard on iHeart, Spotify, and Elations Radio and Magazine. And thank you, Kimmy. We're praying for Kimmy because she just finished her round of chemotherapy, and now she's going to be going for radiation. And we're just really asking God's healing for her and that she would get better soon. I just want to remind you guys that this is a quote from Wallace, not me. If you're bigger than your credit score, that's sad. Your credit score should be bigger than you, okay? And what that means is we talked about the number 300 to 850. You want those numbers up there. Okay, let's talk about, Wallace, say somebody wants to build their credit, but they don't, but they've paid off all their credit cards and they're not using them. What can they do?
Well, when it comes to credit cards, for you to look financially responsible to the credit card companies, you want to have a credit utilization between 25 to 30%. And you want to actually make sure that you're paying your bills on time. Although a lot of people do know that it takes about a month, about 30 days before it's considered late, you don't want to even do that because, like I said, that's 35% of your payment history. So a big thing I like to tell people is, credit is power. If you don't find yourself with a good credit score, I mean, with good credit, you'll find yourself powerless in America. That's what actually happened to me that made me change my life.
And that's the truth. So tell us about your program, 50 Fathers and 50 Families a Month.
Okay, so one of the best things that ever happened to me was becoming a father. And so you have to stand behind something. And I have a lot of friends that are fathers that are doing great things. And it's just one of my things just to get as many strong fathers, men, since I see myself and it's something that I kind of pride myself in doing, being a father, teaching my kids this and that. It's just a way of getting some positive men together. And you don't necessarily have to be a father, just a man together and for us to do and teach people about financial responsibility, because like I said, we have multiple things that we actually offer, but the bottom line is financial responsibility and financial literacy. So with that being said, I extended that to 50 families, but 50 being a natural number is just something that kind of stuck out to me. And I can't tell a story. I'm a big fan of 50 Cent, so that's kind of where it stood from. But 55 to 50
right.
families is something that I try to strive for every single month that reaches as many people as I can. But that doesn't mean that I'm not looking for strong women as well to help.
Nice. I like that. What does it feel like? Because I've seen you a couple of times where you were showing a couple of the clients that you helped. What is it like for you when you can see a client be successful and start reaching some of the buying power that they can get?
It's actually a great feeling because I know the feeling that it gave me, but to be able to help somebody get their first home, to be able to help someone get them another car. When I get a call from a grandmother thanking me, telling me you helped my daughter get her first house, thank you so much, and she's crying over the phone, making me teary-eyed, and I'm having family members call. So just the fact that I'm able to put people in a position to help them that can pretty much change their lives like forever. I mean, a car to somebody may be a small thing, but that may be something huge for someone who was catching a bus for their entire life. Or maybe somebody who had been 5-10 years paying rent on an apartment, and now they're ready to get a home, and they weren't qualified, but now I was able to put them in the direction for them to get qualified for this first home. So to me, the benefit is helping others, because I feel the more people you help, you win by default.
Nice. Now, does the utility bill go on your credit score?
Now, utility bill does not go on your credit score, but you do have an option. Some companies you may be able to call. I don't have any off the top of the hand, but I do know what one thing my company offers as a line of credit is we assist you with your rent. So you have the option to pay 12 months, I mean, get your credit history for 12 months or up to 24 months of your biggest bill that you actually pay and get it put on your credit report. So that's an option. Right now, I'm not really – I know it should be coming soon as far as your electric bill, but I do know you can do that for your rental history if you don't own.
Okay. And how do you check with your apartments or condos that you live in to make sure they're putting your credit score on your history,
Some actually do it automatically. Some you may have to ask, and some and even if you might not have to go through them at all. But some, if they do it for you, that's a great, if you're paying your bills on time, it's a great benefit for you to get that increase. If not, you can either reach out to me. I can give you some information, or you can use the worldwide net. You know what I'm saying? Go Google it. There's other people on there, but just make sure you're doing your homework and make sure that they're going to be reporting it to all three credit bureaus. That's the big thing. You don't just want one.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the biggest challenge that sometimes you find with trying to help people improve their credit scores and try to get them on track and be positive about it?
This is the easy one. The biggest challenge is when people start, they automatically want their credit score just to go from this number to over 750 overnight. And one thing that I used to tell people is, yeah, it's possible, but one thing I do tell people, I'll ask them a question. How long did it take for you to get bad credit? So it's not an overnight thing. It does always depend on what you have on your credit report. Everybody's credit report is different. I've had some people with 2 pages. I've had some people with 20, 30, 40 pages. So it all depends on what you have on your credit report. But what I would say is if you do sign up with me, take advantage of all the services that we offer, because our basis is credit restoration, where we want to delete all negative, erroneous, and obsolete items. But our services, they give you your buying power back. We have so many services that range from budgeting to debt payoffs all the way to giving you your net worth. So that would be the biggest thing is just patience. This is something you're going to have to consider. It usually takes about 4 to 6 months to actually get, you know what I'm saying, a positive, the increase that you really want. But you start seeing an increase anywhere between 45 to 60 days.
Nice. Now, how does tell us about your company that you partner with. And I think you already said the name, but before you do that, where can people find you on social media? Or do you have an email they can send you a question to or sign up for your program?
Most definitely. You can actually send me a text or email by going to my website at holyfieldcanhelpyou.com. On Facebook, I'm under Wallace Holyfield. I'm on LinkedIn under Wallace Holyfield. And my Instagram page is holyfieldcanhelpyou. And I do also have a Twitter that says Holy Fixes Credit. So I'm always available. I respond very fast. Email me or text. All the information is on my website.
Now, I have a question. Because now,
yes,
we're in the United States, and you said that the credit bureaus are not a government entity. So how would that be if I was a person where I wanted to buy property outside of the United States? Would my credit score be impacted, or is that different?
See, when I say that, that means they're not regulated by the United States. So that means that you said something earlier about your credit, about your banking institution. Only a banking institution, a nonprofit, is a banking institution and a nonprofit, and a there's only three entities that can actually by law do anything as far as your credit, as far as disputing.
Okay.
If you purchase outside of the country in the United States, you're not going to be using your social, so you should be fine.
Oh, okay. I just thought that was an interesting question from researching. All right. Now, what for women,
credit union.
If you're a single mom and you want to enroll in your program, but your limited funds, is there parts of your program we can pick, or do we go with the whole package?
Now, with our program, we're not as expensive as the others. All of the services that we add do come with. Now, there's not a partial. The second that you begin, so like We are AFS ready with the Better Business Bureau. As far as the credit restoration part, that's done by United Education Services. So the second that you sign up, you're going to get an email that kind of tells you exactly what you need to do. It's going to give you a short video that you have to watch, and you're able to log into your services. We have, as far as business partners, women are actually destroying the game. They're actually the best. There's a young lady named Nicole Smith Jackson that's actually one of the top leaders, not only in the United States, but the world, that's actually doing great. Women are doing great in our business. It's just what that is. But there's not a partial payment. But if there's a situation, I like to talk to any and everyone that I help. I do. The name of my company is Holistic Can Help You. I will help. So just know that.
I actually believe that. And so, just so you guys know, all my listeners and people who listen to this, follow me, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, or you're listening through this through Spotify or iHeartRadio, I'm going to start the program because I'm going to be honest, because there's nothing wrong. You guys know I'm honest about my mental health, because sometimes I believe your mental health for some people can be just a financial disparity that you've gotten in, and it could have made you depressed, it could have made you sad, so... There's sometimes a mental health takes on different entities. Wouldn't you agree, Wallace?
Most definitely, most definitely. Knowledge is power, too. So lack
exactly.
of knowledge can actually cause a lot of things. I believe that 100%.
And I think that if people have the opportunity to see, so I'm actually going to go through the program, keep you guys updated, keep honest about it, and let you guys see how it works. And let you know, where I struggle in the program or where I need help and how they're helping me. Because I believe that if I have somebody on my show, then why not go through a program and see how it works for everybody else? Because I believe that if more African-Americans, and I'm not being racist, I don't want anybody to think that, but our people are struggling with our finances. And we just like we struggle with mental health, and we don't want to admit we have that problem, and we're going to this person to borrow money or the what are those places you borrow, check cashing places, and it just gets us into more debt, or you overdraw your bank account and use that as a way of a loan, you know. So you guys know what I'm talking about. So you guys are going to follow me through the program. So you'll hear from Mr. Holyfield a couple of times. Through maybe once a month, twice a month, as he comes on and talks about subjects that he wants to talk about, but also he'll be able to verify that I'm going through the program and I'm doing it and just showing you guys how it can be done. Because I'm really, really, I'll tell you guys where I'm at, because I have a desire, because I love traveling and I love people coming to houses. My desire is to build my credit up so that I can buy a couple of houses to turn into Airbnbs and where people can have and come and chefs can come, can be there while they're there. That's my thing. Another one, an app that I really love, 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 Turo. It's a car. You can rent other people's cars. So my goal is to buy cars and rent them. It's a great program. It's a great way to make money. And it's a great way to get your car paid off quickly and sooner than later. So those are just my goals, what I want to do. So you guys can travel that road with me and see how I'm doing there. So that's what I'm doing. I don't know about the rest of y'all. So just be honest and be committed to it. Okay, Wallace, what else would you like, or what questions did I not answer that you would like to talk about?
One thing that we do, what we teach with the program, because I like to tell people that if you don't know your rights, you don't know the law or where to go, you'll find yourself in financial trouble. And that's when things fall apart. So a little bit about what we do. We teach you how to position yourself for the best interest rates available for your future purchases, how to pay off your debt that's keeping you from going paycheck to paycheck, and even how to build a big business if you're interested from home that won't interfere with what you have going on now. So just kind of go over some of the services that we offer, because it's kind of, I think it's important. We offer a budgeting service, which gives you the option to track your income and your spending by creating a personalized budget. Credit restoration, that's the basis. You have option to talk to a credit attorney. I'm not the one who does the dispute. It's done by a professional. Credit builder is a part of it, where you get access to your credit report in easy to understand online format. We have a debt payoff system, which is absolutely amazing, that I was able to use to get myself debt-free. But it gives you an option to create a financial plan that will give you the exact payment guide to eliminate your debt quicker. Know about the credit monitoring at your fingertips. You can actually see your credit score in real time, as well as your mortgage credit score if you're looking to get a home, or even your car credit score. Identity monitoring, of course, that leads to identity protection at your fingertips. Financial lockbox. A lot of people do not have that. Gives you a roadmap to your financial context. Savings goals. That's extremely important. A lot of us are not saving correctly. So you get to achieve your goals by setting your goals. Create multiple goals within the saving goals system. Net worth. I told you about that earlier. And then we even have the will and trust. So you get to protect your loved ones by preparing the same will and trust documents you would at an attorney's office. And that's important because one of the things that we see a lot when someone passes is the GoFundMe pages, because that's a lot of people do not have that. So I just think it's really important that you have these on your back burner, and it's not for extra cost. So that's kind of what I wanted to go over. I try to fit that in as fast as I could.
I cannot emphasize, because I'm getting ready to do that. I cannot emphasize how important it is to have a will and a trust and a power of attorney, because when I had my hip operation, I was blessed, and most people wouldn't see this as a blessing, but I was blessed to be away from home for almost 6 months. I had to stay at a couple of rehabs and a really awesome house that it was like big brother, big sister, and people took care of us. But one of the things is I saw that a lot of the clients didn't know their rights, what they were entitled to, and then some, and especially when their children put them in a home and they're not told that they can sign themselves out. They're also, some of them didn't have power of attorney, so sometimes a loved one is on an oxygen or induced in a coma, and then they may need to be taken off, and maybe the family doesn't. So you need to put those advanced directives and telling people what you want to do. Me personally, I don't want to be – I've told my kids if they bury me in the ground, I'm going to come back and haunt them, because that's what my mom said to me. I want to be cremated. I don't got time for that because I'm dead anyway. But you need to make it clear. Just like the donor on your driver's license, those things need to be made clear. And I would put those also in your will, because you can actually save somebody's life with your body parts. So that, and not everybody has to be a donor. I'm not saying that. That's just me, because I want my eyes. I want to be the light of somebody else's eyes and stuff, just so I can, you know, go on. But anyway, let me stop. Okay, tell us the difference between, because I have, like I told you when I first talked to you on the phone, I was really hesitant to get into credit restoration or credit restoring because of the cost of not so much of that, but what I've seen other companies do or not do. How do you guys stand out above from those companies? What makes you different?
One is, like I said, we are backed by A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've been around 15-plus years. So you have direct access to call in. If you basically take advantage of the service, we guarantee you an increase. So we are one of the three entities that can do it. I stumbled a little earlier, but it's a credit union, a banking institution, and a nonprofit. And we are a nonprofit. So basically what that means is we are able to dispute every thing on your account every single month. Others, and I don't like to drop names, but others that are government regulated, they can only do 3 to 5 per month. So I think that's huge to let people know. So we have a strong name. We have a group online. If you're interested, want to learn a little bit more on Facebook, send me a message called Get Your Financial Literacy Here. This way you can see thousands of people that are in the group, that are in a company getting the services that are getting worked on right now. So if you go to my website, you'll be able to see real people that are actually giving testimonials about what they had. You can even go on my page. You can see that as well. So I think that's really important. Hey, it helped me. I'm not only doing this. I started out as a client myself.
And that's awesome. And I want to ask you one last question, if I can remember. What about this? This has been happening to me. I filed bankruptcy years ago. I'm almost 55 in July. And this was done on bankruptcy, and it was closed. What about those companies that are buying those and then trying to come back at me? Will you guys be able to help with that?
Most definitely. So what we do is we take advantage of the Fair Credit Report Act. So when those guys come at you and they're calling you illegal, that's when you can actually call your credit attorney directly. Now, one thing that we do, a lot of people don't ask, but I do kind of share, is we will file a suit against folks. So, and if we do win something, you get hacked or whatever we get. So our credit attorneys do work, and you have access to call them directly. Actually, they want to talk to you.
Because you're going to be talking to a lot of people. Because I'm telling you right now, oh, my God, that is so funny. And you guys, I want you to know, I know some people are like, oh, my God, Sabrina, how can you, like, be so honest? Because you know what? We're human. Nobody taught me about my credit score. And then when I got divorced, it was even harder because I have my sons, and I'm trying to come up with all the money and, you know, sometimes child support, sometimes not. So I'm having to make a decision between I'm feeding or I'm going to pay a bill. And as you know, sometimes you have to make those decisions. So I'm not a perfect person. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'll tell you somebody who is, and that's Jesus Christ. He forgave me. He's already told me it's okay. But being honest and asking for help, that's when you learn, when you can learn real lessons how not to get back in this again. Yes, some of my things
definitely
are late. Yes, I have some issues, but you know what? At least I know I want to go, and I want to go forward because I want to bring a different legacy to teach my kids and my future grandkids. God help us that I get one day. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'll have to make Wallace's kids my grandkids. Who knows? But anyway, moving on.
I'm going to
tell you guys, you know what? I may have to because you know what? They don't want to. Nobody on here wants to have no kids, and I need somebody to take the Chuck E. Cheese. Shoot. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, I can't help it. All right. I'm going to tell you guys something. And it turned out to be, at first, it was something I got upset about. I told it a couple of weeks in the air, but I want to tell it again because this week I've had to really laugh about a lot of things. So somebody called me up in our prayer group. Well, they put a message in the prayer group to pray for their son because they were having a really hard time. And the son had getting ready to go into surgery because he had an obstruction, and she was on the floor crying and couldn't wait for her husband to get there and didn't know what they're going to do. So just pray for her son. So I'm like, oh, okay, wow, this is, you know, and I sent her a message. I'll be praying for your son. I can't imagine as a mom what you could do. I mean, can you imagine if that was your child? I mean, seriously? So I was like, oh my God. So then I'm just praying and praying through the night and asking Jesus, you know, really to help the son. So the next day, go back to the group. And I'm saying, how is your son doing? Oh, doing good. And then somebody says, well, I'm glad your fur baby is doing better. I'm like, you know what, Jesus, really? I said, excuse me? What do you mean fur baby? I'm like, what do you mean fur baby? Well, you know, I chose not to have kids, and so the dog is my son. So I said, you know what? Yeah. You know what I said? I said, okay. I said, well, I'm glad your prayer baby's dead. So I got off the prayer chat, and then I said, Jesus, can I have back my prayer? Because that was like a prayer that I, you know, I'm like, I put into that prayer. I stayed up for that prayer. What is wrong with these people? Now, I'm just going to say this to you people, because now that person, God loves her really a lot, and so do I, but she's now in a different category. So when she asks her prayer, I have to question, is this a human person? Is this a bug? Is it a snake? Don't get me wrong. I love my dogs. But dogs and children are two different beings. I just want people to know that. And I'm going to need you guys to get on board with that. Because if somebody ever again tells me that, I swear you're going to see Jesus right there that day. I'm not playing with you. Because you're done. Okay? I'm done. I just want to make you guys laugh again. I want people to laugh at that. But I'm telling you, because every so often, I have to remind myself, and God's like, Sabrina, it was a good prayer. You don't get prayers back. And I'm like, see, that's why I didn't get on the cross and die for nobody, because, see, I'd be done zap some folks right now. Okay, so I'm sorry. I just have no sense right now. I want to remind you guys, in 211 in any state of the United States, you can call if you need a referral for domestic violence, for how to get on the list for low-income housing, food referrals, a referral to maybe you need clothes for a job interview, 211 for homeless people that are trying to get out of state sometimes to get back home. Sometimes they can help you with bus tickets. Please, please call 211 in any state. You don't have to – it doesn't cost you anything. I know I was going to say use the pay phones, but those are way dating myself back. But you guys know what I mean. So 211 in any state. Again, thank you to Mr. Wallace Holyfield coming back on, coming on the show and giving us advice about a credit score and how to build a financial freedom for yourself. And I also heard a positive message. This young man learned from something, and he wants to share with somebody else. And when I talked to him, I truly, truly heard a passion in his voice for the love of people and for helping. And I want to tell you guys, whatever you choose to do in life and wherever you choose to work, if you're not doing what makes you happy, you're foolish, because you need to get out of it. Because if you're coming home and making everybody else miserable and you hate the job that much, I would rather work 3 jobs that I love than 1 job that I hate and die early. What do you think, Wallace?
I agree. I totally agree. And that's why I left corporate America. I had a pretty decent paying job, but this is something that I think I was supposed to do. I'm supposed to help people.
And it's nice to see a man, because I watch Wallace on Facebook, and he's always hit somewhere with his kids. I'm going to bring my suitcase because he needs to take me, because those are all places I need to go, the zoo, things like that. But I'm telling you, he's a good father. And not only is he walking his talk of being a good father, he's showing it on Facebook. And I so much appreciate that, because that's a good inspiration for a young man that is going to be following him and seeing that this is what a dad is. This is what a dad does. Not only do we support our family, we also spend time with them. Wallace, did you want to say anything about that?
Most definitely. I take it personal. I don't want to miss anything. That's kind of one of my pushing forces. I missed a birthday party, and I was at work, and I got pictures from my friend. And my daughter looked in the camera when he was filming her, and my daughter's like, I wish my daddy was here. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I was happy, but that, like, crushed me. Like, it's like somebody grabbed my heart with a fist and just started squeezing it. So I try to take advantage. I'm a big kid, too. So I go online trying to look for fun things to do. And if they have something about dinosaurs, or if there's something about this or that, and now I'm putting them in it. So I'm actually working on a book right now. With a couple of volumes teaching kids financial literacy, because that's how important I think it is. So they're my energizer bunny. They're my why. So I think that's extremely important.
Well, and you know what? I want to thank you again for being on the show. I will send you a message, and then hopefully be talking to you soon, so I can get signed up for the program, so I can have everybody to start following me on Instagram on what I'm doing with it and everything. I believe in networking, and if you really want to show how, and this is another thing for me, I'm really happy to support, and I don't like the term, and I don't really want to say a black-owned business, but I really do try to support my people. But it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the quality of the business and what they stand for, and I think that's what's important to me. So I hope you guys will follow that journey, because you guys know I love, might be a little fight on me going out to eat a lot, but we'll work through that one. You know how I am. but I want to thank you guys. I pray that you guys have a wonderful week. Don't forget to tune in on Thursday, because we're going to start it off with laughter. But behind that, it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's For Mind, For Body is actually the hashtag that the Mental Health Awareness Association is using, and we want to make sure that you guys understand how laughter is really a part of your mental health, how to have time for yourself, how to deal, how to learn. One of the things they talk about is learning how to manage your finances. So I want you guys to tune in there and keep following me. Pray for me, because I'm in the last stages of putting my book together. And it's going to be going to the publisher, so I'm very excited about that. And you guys have a blessed week. Thank you so much, Wallace, for this. We're going to go out with a song with my favorite Lady Princess. And you guys know she is just the girl on fire. So you guys be on fire. Don't hesitate to contact Wallace. If you need his link, you can find me on Facebook under Sabrina Williams, and I'll give you the link. You guys have a great week, and we're going to go out with Lady Princess. Thanks, Wallace.
Thank you.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Verse 4, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after lie. You have multiplied, O Lord, my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet there are more than can be told. Lord Jesus, thank you for this awesome show. Thank you for our guest, Mr. Wallace Holyfield. Praying for anybody out there that needs prayer. You know their need, Lord, and help them. Don't be ashamed of where you are in life. If you need financial help, reach out. If you need mental health help, reach out. If you're struggling with an eating disorder, reach out. You're loved, you're wanted, you're cared for. There's nothing that in this world that can hold back from the love of God for you. May you have a blessed week. We'll see you Thursday. Peace out from the Diva.